Hello guys, and have a good time. This is Samin again. I want to speak about lesson 18 of English for Our Lessons. This lesson, AJ speaks from a book by Stu Middleman. The title of this book is Slow Burn. Stu Middleman is an ultra-marathon runner, and he decided to, for celebrating 15 years old birthday, to run across the United States, and he did it. He ran two marathons every day, and he reached New York City after 6 days with no break, with no skipping a day. You can see that Stu Middleman is a very great man, is a very energetic and strong man. And in his book, he speaks about his approach for achieving this goal and his idea, the main idea of his approach is slow running. What does it mean by slow running? In fact, you know, most of people think that for having a very good and efficient running, they have to run in a high speed. But Stu Middleman suggests some kind of running. It's called a slow running. And he says that if you are running, if you are exercising, you have to breathe very gently, very calmly. And you don't have to breathe tough and hard. And if you are breathing very hard, in fact, you are burning sugar instead of fat. And this kind of energy that comes from sugar is not very good and everlasting energy. And it turns out after 30 to 90 minutes, but the energy that comes from fat is a very steady and nice energy, and also you lose some of your extra weight by burning your fats of your body. Okay, this is the main idea of slow burning that Stu Middleman speaks about. And here I want to speak about some benefits of slow running. In fact, when you are running in a very easy, in an easy speed, in an easy pace, your capillary in your body will grow in a highly rate. In fact, when the capillary density of your muscles will become grower, will become bigger, it means the more oxygen creation for your muscles, and it means your physiology will become efficient, will become stronger when you are running. Another benefits of slow running is that running in a slowly manner helps the growth of mitochondria in your cells. What's the mitochondria? The mitochondria is known as mini power stations, and in fact these microscopic organs are where the energy in fat and glycogen turn into the energy that your body can be used, that your body can use. And in fact, the more plentiful and powerful and bigger these organs are, your physiology will become stronger and efficient when you are running a long time. The most important benefit of slow running is fat adaptation of your body. What does it mean, fat adaptation? In fact, when you are running very slowly, you are teaching your body to burn fat instead of glycogen. You know, the sources of glycogen in our body's limit, and after 30 to 90 minutes it turns out. But the sources of fat in our body is limitless, and the energy that comes from fat is more steady and is everlasting energy. And this kind of energy is a good and nice energy. In fact, another important thing that I can mention to about fat burning is that you lose some extra weight, and this is a very great idea for some people that they have extra weight. In fact, they can lose some of extra weight by slow running. I speak about some benefits of slow running, but you can see that sometimes people complain that we have no free time for exercising, for running. And here Stu Middleman speaks about his idea about exercising, about running, and he says that that time that he's allocating for running every day, he's not wasting his time. In fact, he's setting aside a part of his time for running, and the energy that this kind of running will give to Stu Middleman helps him to sleep less, and maybe that time that can be allocated to sleeping he can spend for another activities. For example, he can be with their family, with his family more, with his children more, and part of this extra time can be allocated to his own business. And in fact, he interprets this extra time as gift, and he says that he realized for achieving this gift he needs to commit a part of his time for running every day, and by relinquishing a part of his time, in fact he get a very happy and healthy and energetic life. And I hope so, this kind of energy, this kind of life for you. And thanks a lot for listening to me. Bye bye.